Nothing but moonlight here. Terry looks out at me, pointing just inside the post as I was next. That roused the boys for a joke or two about goalies together. I lumbered in like some old woods horse deep in snow or a man balled up with the weight of the world. I knew what the trouble was. Divided loyalties. I tried to blank out who's in goal with a chance to close the gap. Did I mention they put four past me real quick, undressed me in front of everyone I know? After the game and half a dozen drinks, we went out onto my ice, two goalies going fishing in the dark. "So where's the lake?" He looks around, coming out of the woods. "Nothing but moonlight here, nothing but snow." "You're standing on it," I said. I showed him how you feel with your line for the bottom. He sat, not saying much and catching less, but a hole in the ice at night is a dangerous thing, and he told me a thing or two about the life I wouldn't mention here. I was after rubbing places where I'd taken shots, surprising myself with some I'd stopped, and crazy things had started creeping into my head. Over a snow-covered lake, a moon can be mischievous. But slowly a chill crept into my bones, and more than once I thought about my wife and how she'd come hammering back to bed in the cold and crush against my heat, and how she'd warm her hands between my legs the way she liked to fall asleep. And my rabbit snares in the woods, I thought about those, and Mad Dog Lake, and up in the wind after birds with a friend or coming on caribou tracks in an early snow. Yeah, it was four they tucked in behind me, before the shine was even off the ice. And then I missed that open side he left for me, bounced it off the post with everybody looking on. Foolish to be so fine in goalie gear. Out on the lake that night, I got free of a lot of foolishness I wouldn't mention here. Ineptness and geography. I doubt there's many find salvation where they hope.